Hello, this is Joe Moore, and I'm finally completing my audio presentation. I reviewed the audio and video sites introduced in the Week 15 post. I also watched the great posts presented by all of you and learned about even more great sites. The text, as always, is a valuable tool for online educational information, so that reading was very informative. I wanted to share with you, though, some information I obtained last weekend. I attended the Learner-Centered Teaching Conference sponsored by Palomar College. The conference opened with the keynote speaker, Dave Burgess. Dave is the author of Teach Like a Pirate, Increase Student Engagement, Boost Your Creativity, and Transform Your Life as an Educator. To illustrate this point, Dave came dressed like a pirate and presented his lecture with all the enthusiasm of a pirate. I have included a picture of the test for you to check out. He was thoroughly engaging and demonstrated kinetic learning techniques along with suggestions for classroom presentations to invoke thoughtful learning. I purchased the text and am really excited about using some of his samples. There were breakout sessions throughout the day, and I really enjoyed attending the smartphone, tools, not trouble in the classroom with Socrative presentation. With the Socrative app, you have a free student response clicker system accessible via the web. There was a demonstration on how to spice up your syllabus review, homework checking, reading-based classroom discussions, and exam prep. Socrative was easy to use and easy to review with the class. This is a free and easy tool that I will be using this semester with my face-to-face class and my online class as well. The teacher and or all the participants can view the results of the responses after they are posted. Another breakout session I found extremely helpful for my online class was the use of e-portfolios. I have been trying to prepare instructions for my students to use Google Docs to create an e-portfolio this semester. However, Kelly Falcone previewed blogging with Weebly, WordPress, or Blogger to create an e-portfolio. She also provided a scanner on her handout so we could access her tutorial for students to put together their own e-portfolios. I teach medical billing, and the health industry has switched their resume emphasis to an online presentation. This will provide my students with a lifelong experience and a site for the resume and accomplishments for employment searching. Kelly's information can also be easily replicated, so I do not need to reinvent the wheel. Learning such great teaching tools from innovative teachers at the Learner-Centered Teaching Conference certainly increases my knowledge and also helps my students. Between all the great information shared by the PotCert mentors and students, and taking time to attend these well-prepared conferences, my students and I are in for more learning, exploring, and excitement. I just want to thank everyone for all the opportunities provided for sharing and growing as we learn more pedagogy and technology. So thank you so much.